Boston, brought to you by the National Guard, and I'm Allison Steele, the Night Bird.
I woke up this morning and the sun was gone. Turned on some music to start my day. And lost myself in a weary song.
Well, there isn't anybody that doesn't recognize that sound by now, More Than a Feeling from Boston. And if it ever occurred to you to ask whether Boston is really from Boston, you have only to hear this voice.
I parked my car in Harvard Yard.
You see? Look at that. Right on cue. I have two members of Boston with me, and I don't know what I expected. I mean, I did not expect Bostonians, but Sib, you zeroed right in on it.
That's
it's
right.
Really nice to meet you, Sib and Brad. What is the Sib for, sibling?
No, actually, it's a nickname that I've had for quite a few years.
What does it mean? Anything? Or
it's
would it make this a garage if you said it?
No.
No.
It's just a nickname that I've had for many years.
Terrific. And his real name is probably Chauncey, folks. But I won't even ask him. Next question. I mean, I'm being personal and probably rude. Is that all your hair?
Oh, yes, it is.
He's got the greatest head of hair.
Well, I'll tell you, I sit up all night long with spoolies and the Dixie Peach Pomade, the works, and I get down and I work on it.
It's the biggest, widest, bushiest, most beautiful afro I've ever seen, with a beard that it looks like it's all one piece. You put it on like a hat.
As a matter of fact, I did.
It's dynamite. And Brad is not all bad either.
Won't talk about my hair.
You don't come from New England, do you?
Yes, I do, but I try not to say park the car.
You don't? Sib's accent is so obvious, and yours is...
It makes it very difficult to order a meal when you're out of Boston.
Yeah, you must get a lot of heat on it, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And I, of course, didn't mean that. You know, I just... you were so good-natured about it that I couldn't resist.
What a guy.
A year ago, Boston didn't exist as far as we were concerned. And then all of a sudden, boom! There's got to be some little point that you think, it's the edge that separates the star from the hacker. What do you think it is with Boston? You have any ideas?
Well, like you say, we were unknown as far as everyone else was concerned, but we've been working at this for, 5, 6, 7 years.
Another one of those overnight successes, right?
Yeah, another one. I met Tom and Barry, the two guitar players, around 71, and they were doing some demo tapes back then. They were just getting started in that. And before that, Sib and Fran and all of us grew up in the same area. We're from the North Shore of Boston. And we played all the clubs and the bars, and then you get into the recording type thing. The thing that we didn't have until about a year and a half ago was connections. We didn't know anybody.
Yeah, that really does do the trick, doesn't it?
And finally we found somebody.
Right, so
but it took us 5 years to do it.
But then that's it, really. I can't.
Well, that's
you probably just
it.
As good 2 years ago, but it's a question
of
having the connection, right?
Yeah, with the tapes we sent out 3 or 4 years ago, I think we're as good as the last one that finally got accepted.
Would you have bet on More Than a Feeling if somebody had asked you when the album came out?
No, I find it very hard to be objective about our own material.
Yeah.
Well, myself, I sort of was the last one to get involved with the Boston band. And being objective, I thought the material was real strong, and I really had a lot of confidence that we would have an amount of success, but I didn't know how much of success we would have.
Wouldn't know it was this big. I understand they stood on the chairs and nearly ripped out the seats at the Garden.
Oh, they were great.
They were great.
I can't remember another group that's played the Garden first time around. I mean, that's just unheard of. You know, that's like starting at the top and going up. Where do you go? What's left?
Let's hope.
As
long as you don't go down.
Listen to her stutter. I mean, what do you play now, Brad? I mean, everybody else starts at the Small Houses and works up to the Garden.
Sure.
I think we're going to start playing clubs now.
We've played all the bigger places.
We're going to start working small
clubs. We fully expected to be opening for people for a year and, you know, playing smaller clubs like everybody else. And it's management and the record company and those people that set it up. You know, they say, you're going here, you're going there. And we said, what? You know, Madison Square Garden?
I'll tell you the truth. I mean, I've been playing the album since the day it came out, and I know it's good. I love it. But I would not have bet that you could fill the Garden. And I'm an optimist. So congratulations, gentlemen.
Thank you.
I'm going to take a moment here for a word from National Guard.
The Garden belongs to the people. People are the National Guard. Just plain people helping people.
Every employer you talk to wants people with training and years of experience. So what do you do if you're 18 and just getting out of school? Why not try a part-time job with the Army National Guard? Choose from 400 different career skills and get paid to learn, starting at $50 for just one weekend's work. Army Guard's career training gives you a big head start in the job field. Find out about it. Call us toll-free at 800-638-7600. That's 800-638-7600.
This is the Night Bird, Allison Steele, for the National Guard, and our guest today, Boston. Boston, from their first album, and it is the third single to be issued from the album. It's not yet number one, but it's one of these folks. I'm sure it will be at the rate they're going.
Keep your fingers
it just
crossed.
Seems that everything Boston touches turns to gold.
Or platinum.
Or platinum.
See, we're learning.
You learn fast.
I had two members of Boston
opposite me. Speaking of platinum, they've got on platinum-colored jackets with Boston written on them and their names, and I think they're nifty. And I was thinking about Boston. You know, in the early days of progressive music, there was a tremendous and surprising influx of good music from Boston. And then lately, there was a period when you didn't hear as much. Now, What's happening musically in Boston now? There are a lot of groups up there that might emerge.
I think...
Is there a big music scene?
Well, there is a very large music scene, and there always has been. And if you think about it, there are quite a few bands out of Boston.
Mm-hmm.
And from soul to jazz to rock, mm-hmm, to Aerosmith and Boogie Woogie, J Giles. Yeah. But there's a really intense music scene up there. I think like most big city areas, there's a lot of tremendous musicians happening. There's a lot of good bands. And now that the record company found they could go on and get a band like us and come out and them making some money from us also.
It certainly helps. So.
I understand now there's a great influx of musicians coming from all over the country now.
To Boston?
To Boston.
I guess now it's accepted. In the early days, we always think of Boston and New Englanders in general as being very stiff. And in the early days of Hippieville, you just couldn't picture a real funky band. And then I was kidding
Barry
you about
the,
it.
Barry and the Remains?
Barry and the Remains?
Maybe that was mostly a local thing. I saw him play with the Beatles.
Yeah, the first big band that and they weren't that big, but the first band to make it in FM that came out of Boston was the Beacon Street Union.
Mm-hmm.
And that was like one of the heavy groups there. And there was a whole bunch in that era, which was 67, 68.
Boston Sound.
Yeah. The Boston Sound. We're going to take a moment here for a word from National Guard.
The Guard belongs to the people. People are the National Guard. Just plain people helping people when things get a little hard. The Guard belongs.
How'd you like to get paid for learning something that can do you a lot of good? In the Army National Guard, you can learn any one of 400 career skills, like electronics, communications, and civil engineering. You'll be trained at the same technical schools used by the regular Army, and you'll be earning regular Army pay. After graduation, you'll be assigned to an Army Guard unit near your home. And for 1 weekend a month and 2 weeks a year, you'll practice what you've learned. And you'll be making some good money. How's $50 for 1 weekend? Find out about the Army National Guard. Call toll-free 800-638-7600.
More music from Boston now. This one is called Let Me Take You Home Tonight.
I'm not like this. I'm really kind of shy. But I get this feeling whenever you walk by. I don't wanna down you, I wanna make you high. If you could see your way to me, come on and let me try. Let me take you home tonight.
I love the title, I love the music, and this is probably one of the more prolific groups for writing. A lot of talent in the band. Let me bounce something off you that somebody said to me the other day. And it was it had no axe to grind, it was just an idle observation about the music business. Boston better come up with a dynamite second album or else.
Or else what?
You tell me.
Everybody says that. What are you going to do? You know, what are you going to follow up with?
Should I tell him, Brad?
No.
Come on, Sib. Give us a clue.
We're gonna have some real good songs in the second album. I'm sure they're going to be including Louie Louie, Mickey's Monkey, and a couple of others.
I should have known he's going to pull my leg.
We've got a bunch of songs.
Sib, we're serious. This is a serious problem here. I'm sorry. Excuse me.
We've got a bunch of songs. We do about four now in the live set
that
are not yet recorded. And it's encouraging because they seem to go over very well in concert.
Well, in concert, Brad, if you clear your throat, you'd get an ovation at this point.
Well, you can usually tell. Like, there's a recognition factor when we do songs off the current album. And that's different than when we do the new ones. And when you do the new ones, they kind of wait until you're finished or until you get to a part that they particularly, you know, enjoy. And then you kind of find out. And also, I'd say about half of the next album will be comprised of material that was written around the same time of the first one. Some things that we didn't quite, you know, we didn't have room enough on the first album. And I think with your first album, you have to learn something about recording, and you have to get better on your next one.
I think so, but it's so good. I mean, it just hardly seems.
We got the same producer, Tom. So
same engineer,
Tom.
let's hope the old magic holds out. We're going to take a moment here for a word from National Guard, and then I think we have time for another cut.
The guard belongs. The guard belongs.
Don't let your military experience go to waste. Your special skills and know-how can make you a valuable member of the Army National Guard. You can probably come in at your old pay grade. And you get insurance benefits, retirement, even PX privileges. Find out more about the Army Guard. Call us toll-free at 800-638-7600.
As promised, here they are, the newest, most exciting band to hit the upper strata of stardom, Boston.
Our guest today has been Boston, and this is the Nightbird, Allison Steele, for the National Guard, the most important part-time job in America.